vibes on Namibia's heart and soul. Man, time is exactly 12 minutes past 9 o'clock. A very, very, very good morning to you. And if you just joined us right now, as I promised a little bit earlier on, we are having a conversation with the Chicken Boys. You follow them on Instagram, Facebook. They came out of nowhere and they just had our attention. And today we're going to have a conversation with them just to pick their brain as to where have they been, what are they working on, and I think most importantly also how you can be a part of, I don't know, supporting the brand. That's the important part, right? Yep. So how are you guys doing today?
We are fine.
All good.
Speaking to the mic, bruh. Okay, so to everyone listening right now who probably just knows you guys as the Chicken Boys, I would love for you guys to introduce yourselves again, actually. Because we had a conversation before, but maybe, you know, the hands forgot. See, you guys look good.
Taken.
No, I know you're taken. Because the last time I asked, he was like, oh, no, not me.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, just quickly introduce yourselves, man. As the Chicken Boys, who are you guys?
Okay, from my side.
Yeah.
My name is Dennis Present.
Dennis?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
All the way from.
I go by the name.
My darling, the mic is next to you.
This one.
Yes.
I go by the name Eric St. Paulus.
Okay.
Well known as Eric.
Eric.
I go by the name of Tutaleni Amupolo.
Yeah.
AKA Tutavani Pour.
Okay.
AKA Mr. Fix and Go.
So listen, let's talk about Chicken Boys. You guys have monetized your brand.
Yes, you're right.
Why, like, not even why, actually, how was the journey in terms of you guys getting to where you are right now? Were people actually recognizing you? You guys were holding the jersey the other day and I was so jealous.
Don't be jealous, join the team.
Just join the team, But tell us about the journey since the last time that we had the conversation. How has it been in terms of the attention that you're actually getting, especially in the sports fraternities?
I would say the beginning was a bit easy.
Yeah.
Because we did it for fun, passion, you know.
Uh-huh.
But now we have responsibilities.
Okay.
We have identity to uphold.
Yes.
So it's kind of getting now too, not strict, but the weight is getting heavy.
Yeah.
But yeah, we are strong guys.
Is it? So what is the vision right now? What exactly are we doing with the brand?
It's to encourage the youth.
Mm-hmm.
And the other people that are already doing it
and
that are not being seen. So we are here just to encourage them that if they are consistent in whatever they are doing, supporting sports with a passion or with a love for sport, we are here to help and assist where we can.
Like they always say, not all of us can be players. We do need some fans somewhere.
So
if you're out there, you feel like you want to support cricket, you want to support football, netball, volleyball. Yeah. Doesn't only have to be football.
Football. That's exactly what I wanted to ask,
actually. Sport.
What other sport codes do you guys want to support? Dennis, maybe you can tell us that. What is something apart from football that you guys actually support or watch?
I would say, like my guy said, Chicken Boys for Namibia.
So anything.
And mostly, let's say, the flag, like rugby, there's boxing, there's hockey.
We
are going all out with everything we got. And the good thing is we understand every sport.
You understand every sport?
Rugby, we understand. Soccer, hockey, cricket, netball.
You name
them. Tell me about netball. How many teams, how many players do we have on a team on each side? Okay, so tell me, what is the position in netball that helps the two defenders, the goalkeeper and the goal defense?
The goalkeeper?
And the goal defense. Who assists with defense outside the circle?
It's
that girl.
Okay, I'll give it to you.
It's a chicken girl. Yeah, the chicken girl.
For interest sake, it's wing defense.
Will you do a chicken girl, VZ?
No.
That's priority.
I can't. Because I must also have my own brand. So
they will clash.
So tell us about what you guys are working on right now. Projects that you guys are working on. Because I know that now social media is buzzing.
Okay.
You guys are doing a great job with that.
Yeah.
Okay, you're getting recognized. It's an amazing thing. But what projects are you guys working on right now?
like now at the moment, this weekend, we are going to be in Swakop for the Beach Soccer Cup.
Okay, yeah, tell us about this, because it's the first time it's happening, right?
Yeah, it's the first
I've never
time.
Heard of it.
It's
yeah.
the first time.
Okay.
Like, you know, we only have like the normal soccer, Brave Warriors or local soccer.
Yes, yes,
then
yes.
Then we have the futsal, and now we are introducing Beach Soccer Cup.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
So it also goes to in the international level,
yeah, yeah,
whereby World Cup and so forth. So now we are starting with it.
Okay,
we are launching it.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it's gonna boom and bang
and do the things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell me, is this your initiative or did you guys partner up with other people?
We partnered up with other people.
Oh, okay.
And we are the face. We are the brand ambassadors.
So what do the brand ambassadors do? Eric, quickly just enlighten us.
You know, this is the first time for the Chicken Boys going to be at the coast with the chicken, with the bread.
Yeah.
So we are going to interact with the fans, people from Swako, Valvers, everybody, Andy's by.
Yeah.
You are invited. Come meet the Chicken Boys. And it's for free.
And it's for free. So where exactly is this happening anyways? I know it's in Swakop, but where?
This is happening in Swakop Moon, Platzmere Beach.
Okay.
If you're from Swakop, you know where. That's over the Bryston. That's over the Nobody water. Yeah, so it's there. It's going to happen.
And we're talking about the gene company as a we're flexible, so we can run, we can play. Yeah.
Is there going to be like a color party or something?
No.
Yeah, I should have done that actually.
Yeah, my husband clean. We are starting, so we will get there.
Is it?
For now, we focus on the soccer.
Yeah,
the bright area is just for spectators, you know, to feel at home.
Exactly.
Chairs. You know what it is.
So, please, whatever you do, because I'm not going to be there, obviously, but whatever you do, keep the chicken safe.
Always.
Keep it away from the bright stands, because someone, before someone comes to you and I style it, the next thing they eat all the chicken, you know?
Remember the last year, Zakom, the chicken David, next on Karaki.
Yeah, please. Yeah,
but chicken, the chicken talk, say shorty. I see chicken and say two Bruce, loaf one and loaf two.
Oh
and loaf
my
three.
God, not loaf three. So moving forward, how can people collaborate with you guys in terms of perhaps working? How are we planning on growing the brand a little bit more? How do we get in touch?
We are on social media. People can on Instagram. Okay, let me say we are only on Instagram.
Yeah.
So Chicken Boys Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
Feel free. You can drop a DM.
Yeah,
they are very easy to work with.
Yeah, yeah. What about a contact number? Let's share a contact number to make it easier for them.
Our contact number is 081
45 10 201. Okay, so 08145.
081
Okay, so but that's more for just business context, right?
Yeah. This number is for chicken only.
Yeah, only for
if
chicken.
You have other things.
You cannot find it here.
You will find that in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
On the way to
Zubak.
Okay. All right, man. Chicken Boys, we love you. We appreciate you. Thank you guys so much for always being great sport. We see what you're doing for just Namibia in terms of sports as well, because I think it's something that we've been missing for the longest of time.
Yeah.
But I need to ask you guys this question, right?
Always.
When you saw the national jersey yesterday,
mm-hmm.
what was your thought?
Whoa. It's a very... First, I have to thank the designer.
Mm-hmm.
They really did a great job there.
Do you know who the designer is, by the way?
There's one. AKA Little D.
Oh, okay.
He won the first prize.
Uh-huh.
There were two.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I didn't pick up the...
The other guy's name, because he's not Little D.
Okay.
No, but what came to mind when you saw the jersey, though? Did you feel that we were, Namibia as a
Everybody,
country was represented?
If you're Namibian,
properly?
You have no reason not to buy that.
Yeah.
It's very nice and... Just wait. You don't only have to wait when you're going to football.
Yeah,
you can wait wherever. Coming to Fresh FM.
Yeah.
Wait.
Heroes Day.
Wait.
Heroes Day. But the kids, though, it's fresh.
Yeah.
My personal favorite is the white.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's fresh.
Yeah.
And people mostly think it's just for soccer, but it's not. It's for
anything. I think that's what I also thought when I saw it. I'm like, is it just for soccer?
And because we saw that people are complaining about the stadium not being built, the way all the way. You can use it for any other sports.
Yeah, yeah.
And also the stadium is in progress.
Okay.
So we are patient enough. We want to fill up the stadium when it's done.
So your contacts have told you that they are going to finish that stadium?
Yes.
Because we've been waiting.
Yes.
Us too.
Can you confirm?
Yes.
You know people are listening to you, right?
Yes.
If that stadium is not done by October this year.
But
we want the stadium to be built so that the people of Namibia can also showcase their creativity in supporting the boys. Not for us to go out always. No, we want to gang up. We march from Central Windhoek to the stadium.
All of us.
For once, we want people to actually rent out our stadiums and we make money.
Yes.
For
that.
All right. Any final words, James? Any final words from the Chicken Boys to everyone that loves and supports you?
We let's just inviting all people. If you find yourself in the coast this weekend, make your way to Swakop Moon. There will be a beach soccer happening. We have also some artists there. We have Chester the Prince. We have Mapiano.
DJ Topsy. DJ Normano.
Yeah.
If you okay, so it's going to be a fun-filled day. Hey?
Yes.
Did you guys have any entertainment for kids though?
Yeah. They are coming to chill. They will be jumping
castles. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, it will be there.
All right.
So it is starting on Saturday.
Yeah.
Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Mm. Don't forget, it's a public holiday.
Oh, yes, it is a public holiday. Yeah.
So, come out in number, guys. And just a special shout out to Mr. Rector David, the Bufayo David R&D, because he's the one that made this possible.
Oh, okay.
For the Chicken Boys.
Yeah. For the Chicken Boys.
For the event itself.
Yeah.
And so the Chicken Boys are going to the coast with the Chicken.
Yes!
At the beach.
At the beach.
Thank you, man. Okay, right, guys. Thank you so much for your time. All the best. And we honestly cannot wait to see what more you actually do with the brand. But way to go. Because now at least everyone knows that Luderitz is actually a town because they are talented people from Luderitz.
We have oil also.
It's a yoke, guys.
The books of manners, the years of manners.
April Fool. Oh, my God.
The time is exactly 9:23 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. That was a conversation that we had with the Chicken Boys right now. Man, they're doing amazing things. Follow them on Instagram. Entertainment is what they do best.
Attention, Namibia. The Namibia Statistics Agency.